Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is another Sunday evening. It's October 14th, 15th, excuse me. Yeah, Friday the 13th just passed us by.
Which really is linked to the Freemasons, the Knights Templar and the Freemasons.
It's the Templars. It was the Night of the Long Knives, as they say. But the thing is that here we are again, gentlemen, and living in the land of what's next. And it's the Sunday show with Jack Jodell, Wayne Johnson, and myself, Gwen Baring. We're scattered about the country here, from Minnesota to Ohio, down here to Florida. The one thing I'd like to say off the top is that anybody who's listening and any help you can give to the people in the Caribbean right now, in Puerto Rico, in St. Croix, St. Thomas, St. Martin, they need your help. Mostly it's cash. I would advise going over to msnbc.com and taking a look at the listing of all the different places you can give to. A dollar helps, $5 helps, whatever you can do, because there's a crisis going on down there. The disease is going on daily. Plus, we have horrifying fires consuming a lot of money. You right now. I have friends out there I'm worried for. It's not just their air quality, it's their homes. 90,000 people have been evacuated. Whole little communities have been burnt to a cinder. And of course, not only that, but it's like between wind, water, fire, and gunmetal. This country is under onslaught from heavens above. From heavens above.
Absolutely.
Well, don't you know, though, everything's going to be fine because the president talked to the president of Virgin Islands the other day. Did you hear
yes,
that?
That's right. He had a good conversation with the president of Virgin Islands.
What an absolute moron.
What a dumb ass asshole.
God, what an ignorant jerk.
Which just doesn't show the man just flings bullshit when he doesn't know what he's even talking about in the first place, you know. That is the perfect example of the man just standing there slinging bullshit. He talked to the president of Virgin Islands.
CNN has started to, on their Sunday shows, their later Sunday shows, they have a couple of people who come on and do spins, snippets from shows abroad about what's going on in the United States. Israel, of course, thinks we can do no wrong because of that Zionist prick that's sitting over there. And then there's people like Saudi Arabia. They're all for us in our Iran deal. The other thing going on, though, is that France, Germany, of course, that's the leader of the free world right there. But
right. Absolutely now. Yep.
There's which brings up a point. There is a little 7-minute film out right now that's been put together called In the Garden. And it was about the night in 1939 that 20,000 American Nazis took over Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, they had a big thing going that night. That's right.
Yeah, and it's really, it does, anybody who wants to be aware and do the comparison. And by the way, these pony boys, these jerks like John Burgers and the rest of these idiots, these folks, these hate mongers, these people who you see every day walking down the street think reasonable folks, they get very unreasonable about certain things when you ask them outright. These people were at the time eschewed by and condemned by Herr Hitler. He didn't want to have anything to do with them.
Interesting.
Not even Joe Kennedy, who was actually thought Mr. Hitler had a few good ideas. We won't go further than that because...
Yeah, he was an admirer of Hitler. That's right.
And well, you know, I think it was more that he didn't like Churchill because Churchill called, you know, people out for who they were.
Right.
And, you know, I would say that every generation after, you know, his children and his children's children and his children's children's children now serve this country with distinction and honor.
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Kennedy was kind of a twisted sister. And,
he was. He's wacko, yeah.
Yeah, he was a power monger and a narcissist. Kind of
yeah.
like the thing. The thing is what I call it now. The thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Temporarily residing
yeah.
in the Oval Office.
Right.
He's been called in this last week a lot of things, but my favorite, and I don't know if it's yours, but my favorite is Tillerson not taking one word back about calling him a moron.
I love it.
Nuclear capacity. And the fact that he wanted to get more, just it just stuns you. But here's the thing. I guess it was you, Jack, who said that Bannon's out there banging a gavel for Trump in his way by trying to destroy what we consider the Republican establishment or Republican Party,
right.
which they were imploding themselves for the last 20 years. But here's the
right.
thing. He quotes freaking Caesar. He quote was it? I guess it's Shakespeare he was quoting. And it was, you know, the... just incredible that he would throw that out there. But you know, you gotta. I was over at Journey with Roundtree 7 online today, and David Williams posted this great cartoon of the senators gathered around the dying Caesar, and you know, et tu, Brute, you know,
yeah,
et
tu, Brute, yes.
And the thing is, my comment on the piece was, well, you know, there's a historical precedent here, but the truth is that our Senate is just not this evolved. So, you know, I mean.
I never thought of it that way, but I think you might have a point.
Our Senate is not that evolved. Our Senate is, you know, polishing the sandals of Caesar up there. Hold their own butts in gear, you know, to keep what they got and to,
sure.
you know, basically, if you look at them, what's going on in D.C. right now, the Democrats are just freaking... They're lame. They're in paralyzed motion. Whatever is
they're
going on.
They're impotent as hell. Let's take the mask off. And it's the truth.
Except for a few. Warren Stone
yeah.
got it going. You got to give the Black Caucus their due.
Absolutely.
Certainly on top of things, especially Maxine Waters.
Oh, she's on top of it big time. And that Lee in the House in Texas, she's a great lady too.
Yeah, and if you take a look at what's going on, it's like McConnell and his team of establishment Republicans. They got a beachhead there. You know, it's like Normandy. I mean,
yeah.
It's crazy. And
you know,
people,
A friend of mine just got back from a journey around different spots in Europe. They were in Paris, he and his wife, and they were at a sidewalk cafe, and they were talking to an elderly couple of ladies that were French, and the ladies could tell that they were Americans. You know, we glow in the dark, and people just know it.
Yeah, that's basically right, yeah.
Anyway,
you stand out
they
like
said, these ladies asked him, "Tell me, did you vote for that president of yours?" And he said, "No, we voted against him." She says, I really think, don't you really believe that he's a bit crazy?
Not a bit. Well, he's full-blown batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah, right. Very good point. Yeah, no, the world knows that this guy's a wacko, and that we're wackos to put up with him. It's insane.
It really is.
We got to get him the hell out of office. He's a dangerous. He's danger to the whole world.
Well, speaking of that, was it Brian Williams on MSNBC did a expose piece where basically they are accumulating and getting the documentation that showed that Trump has been laundering Russian mob money for decades.
Good, let's get rid of them. Let's use
them.
And
that is, you know, highly illegal.
It's all up to Mueller. And, you know, you sent me that video of the 11th hour. That was at the end of July that was broadcast.
Yeah.
And it's a great credit should be given to Rachel Maddow and her production company for gathering a lot of the information. I mean, they were some of the first people to break on the Steele dossier and stuff like that. She was ahead of the game and has been with following the trail. She knows that's how they're going to get them. But CNN has been breaking news in the last couple of weeks. That's been just pretty stunning too. I mean, the stuff that's, and then of course, on top of it, we have another thing going on that's pretty important of women, the ousting of Harvey Weinstein. And,
oh, yes. What a jerk that guy is.
And a lot of actors, including George Clooney and Ben Affleck, are catching some real blowback from women actors. And people have said, you know, what about, you know, someone like Meryl Streep? Why has she been so quiet about it when she's so
She raised some hell about it, too.
Yeah, she did. But here's the difference was that by the time Weinstein had all this power, she had already made her bones in Hollywood. Nobody
touched.
And she may have heard rumors, but she just don't go out and walk and talk rumors, you know. You avoid and you play the diplomatic cards you have to in a business.
Right.
But if he had done anything that had been, but take a look at Rose McGowan, who has been screaming, her and Courtney Love have been saying for years what kind of a nasty man he is, public. And people have shunned them in the business because of it, and it's cost them. And now it all comes out, and even Kate Winslet, you know, is like, hey, I would never do this. I've said so because he's not only is he a misogynist and a predator, but he's a horrible person to do business with because he uses foul language. He's demeaning to women. He calls women representatives from the different film industry, you know, satellites like agents and publicists and stuff, calls the women foul names, the C word, that kind of thing, right to their faces over the phone. I don't have time for this. Get to the point. That kind of thing. The man is a pig. A real pig. And he's got close brethren in the White House. Why can't they do the same to that son of a bitch?
Absolutely.
And the thing is that while Weinstein is not getting away with it, Trump
is so far.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, as bad as Weinstein is, I guarantee you nobody would ever try to run him for president. But yet the Republicans not only run Trump, who's no different. It's a Me Too, same smell, same flavor, and he gets a fucking elected.
Yeah, that's I still am blown away by that. I still can't believe that very night that the election was held and the results came in, I was just shell-shocked, and I've been shell-shocked ever since.
I kept warning,
that
I said,
son of a bitch could get elected.
They're going to find some way to steal the damn election.
Yeah, and they did.
And now it's looking like at least 39 attempts of Russian hackers in 39 different states tried to get into it. We're not talking about I'm standing in front of the voting machine casting my vote, because that's where they were flipping the votes.
Right.
You know? But it's in when you download those into the main computer, that's
right.
where the Russians were working.
Sure.
In those main computers.
Yeah,
and that's where I think
razor thin margins in key states that did the job, and it was terrible.
Right, right. And I am thoroughly convinced myself personally that the Russians hacked into those mainframe computers that all the voting booth computers are downloaded into and changed it there.
You know,
because
it's time to
believe...
return to paper ballots across the board for every election in the country. It's bullshit that we got to put up with this phony, mechanized bullshit that gets twisted and turned and convoluted. It's just insane. Let's do it by paper. That never fails.
You know, the safest way they figured out to do voting would be via secured lockdown smartphones, and I agree with it.
Oh, that sounds good, yeah. But not everybody's got a smartphone. See, that's especially
right,
elderly people.
Right.
That's the problem.
That,
yeah.
Right, and then, of course, the poor, I don't care if you're white or black,
the poor
do not
right.
have. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how many poor have smartphones. Really?
I was going to say, there's a lot of, you know, the good old boys, they have a cell phone, but it's still the old flip phone.
Well,
you know, I'm talking about 10, 15 years ago.
That's very rare. There are companies
now. not in some of the circles I run, hon. Whenever I go back home to Maryland, Eastern Shore of Maryland, those old timers still have those.
Well, there's companies out there all over the country now, like Metro and a few others, that you can go month to month and you can go minutes to minute. And you can make deals.
Yeah.
Where if you sign a contract for a year, they'll give you a pretty good smartphone to work with, like a Galaxy or something.
Right.
I have a little iPhone SE, and it's all up to date with all the latest apps. It's smaller than the big ones. Everybody else has. My sister has one of those big ones. You know, I'm like, bendy phones, I call them. But I do a lot of artwork. on my little iPhone, because the apps that I use, well, I can only access through a smartphone to make little ads and stuff for my business, or even I've done some Hear Me Monsters radio show things with it. And you have to do it all with your fingers and stuff, and it's like, that's what I do at 1 o'clock in the morning when I can't sleep in my bed. I'm on my iPhone up and doing this crap constantly, because it takes so long to get it right. But they are wonderful. I think that iPhones, and my sister reminded me of a Stephen King story that was made into a movie a couple of years ago with John Cusack and who is the guy? Not Lawrence Fishburne, the other one. The black guy we all love.
I got nothing, man.
Okay. Well, he did a movie called Cell, and what happens is everybody's cell phone sends a signal out at this one time that makes humanity virtually into zombie eating kind of weirdos that go crazy. You know, it's like, you know, the terror of technology. That's the good.
Sounds like Trump and a lot of his cabinet.
But if you, my smartphone will work with either face recognition or fingerprint to get into instead of a code.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, I don't like having to break into my phone every time I use it or look at what's just popped up or whatever. So I don't use a pass. But I'm not out there in public a lot with it. If I were, I would use the fingerprint or something. But this is how far based recognition has graduated. You can use it on your own smartphone to open and close your smartphone by face recognition, by photograph. Now,
right.
That was a technology that 10 years ago the FBI was freaking out over because it allowed them to find people in crowds and stuff. Well, hell.
Yeah, I was going to say that face recognition. Britain is very Orwellian with that.
It's a free app now. And it's like, okay, so we can secure our data in many different ways. But I also posted a piece today. Jack, did you know that Trump's administration is trying to get a hold of the names of all the people on Facebook who liked the page that said Dump Trump?
Yeah, oh, I'm sure. Look, and that's, you know, yeah, that's data mining, you know.
Yeah, no, and the court's saying, no, we're not going to allow you to do that.
Yeah. Well, thank God for the courts.
Yeah.
Well, how far will that go, I keep wondering. But.
Well, the Republicans are trying to circumvent the courts because they're too liberal for their liking, and that's just a real tragedy.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this. I put out a meme now on Facebook, Jack. If you go on Facebook, you see these little colored boxes where you can write so many words, a meme of your own, and put it up. Everybody does it. I don't think Wayne does it much, but you do your own meme, and people are exasperated. There's so much culture war going on. I haven't got any idea because I no longer really watch football, what's happened at the games this week. Last week's bullshit with Penn sleeping Cowboys game was really...
Yeah, that was a staged little propaganda. Well, they're against our soldiers and our flags. No, they're
what a bunch of
black people getting pulled over and shot
bullshit.
Because their taillight is out. That's what the hell they're protesting. They are protesting the flag and our soldiers. See, that's the perfectness of propaganda, taking something and then twisting it and labeling you with that.
Exactly.
Well, on Friday the 13th, now, what's going through Facebook's mind? On Friday the 13th, they decided that was the day they were going to do the maintenance in pulling all of the pages and ads that they were, you know, they traced back to Russian sources.
Yeah, right, Russian funding, right?
Yeah, well, it made Facebook pretty glitchy all day long. It was weird. It was weird. But the thing that was even weirder was they accomplished the task, and it didn't shut the platform down. People were able to finally, you know, after a while, everyone was doing this finally. It's incredible. I think Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, these socials, of course, I use them for business, but I also enjoy working with them. I know you do too, Wayne, to a certain degree. They're the consciousness of the planet, and there is a global culture emerging on it. I mean, there are people that I know in Pakistan, Sabina Siddiqui. There are people I know in Cairo, and one of the gals I go back and forth with on Facebook every so often is one of the gals who was sitting in the cafe organizing when they went into Tahrir Square. I know people in India, and Japan, I mean, all in Australia, all over and Russia. I got a lot of Russian Facebook friends. They like my,
there you go.
They like my metaphysical posts and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just that there is a global culture emerging. I think that Mr. Putin is much more aware of that than people give him credit for.
Uh-huh.
in this country, absolutely none of the politicians, except a few Democrats like Howard Dean and Hillary Clinton and maybe Bernie, I don't know, understand the very important nature of these social networks and the role the internet is playing on the evolution of humanity.
I'd put Al Franken in there too.
Oh, Franken, yeah. Yeah, he works his Facebook page pretty well. Me, I'm surprised they haven't shut me out of Nancy Pelosi's. I went off on her about 10 years ago. I really went off on her, Jack. I said, I've called, I've left messages, I've emailed. Maybe you'll take
notice.
Well,
good for you. Good for you, Gwen, because she's too complicit too often, way too complicit too often, and she always wants to play it safe. You know, it's so irritating.
Well, we had here locally the gal who ran against Patrick Murphy for the Democrat nomination for, pardon me, Senator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Rubio in the Democrat primary. Her name was Pam Keith. Remember I mentioned her? She really looked like, you know, a great candidate. She's still mm-hmm. at it, going for Congresswoman. I think she's going to try and kick Lois Frankel out of her job, which would be fine by me.
Sure.
She's a policy wonk. She's a Navy brat. She was Navy. She was a JAG officer. She's African-American. Beautiful woman. Kind of a Halle Berry ghost politics. She's very well-spoken. I mean, and she's quick-witted, too. And she knows, when I say policy wonk, I mean like Clinton-style policy wonk. And that's saying a lot. Or you could say Sanders-style. He knows his policy, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, old-fashioned governing, okay? Could we put it that way? Old-fashioned governing. And she's... the only thing I find that I would rather see her doing than being so cadenced, if you will. I really believe that women need to become firebrands in politics right now in leadership positions. I do really think so.
I agree with you, Gwen. I think it's got to be the women that need to, because we're so polarized, so... The men, you know, of, you know, racial injustice or, you know, I get, you know, now that Trump's there, I get to call you the N-word and things like that, this justification. I think it has got to be the maternal side that says this is nuts. We have to speak sanity. Men aren't going to be able to do that.
Have you seen the reaction in the country to Mayor Cruz in San Juan? You've been watching that, Jack?
Yeah, you know, Trump has just browbeat the hell out of her, but she's withstood it, and people are seeing through his nonsense and the fact that she isn't out there begging for stuff that she, you know, she's trying to do her damn job. And I saw footage of her in the right in Hurricane Maria walking across flooded streets delivering stuff. She's marvelous. She's an ideal mayor for any city.
She's more than a mayor. I hope that she knows that. She is one of the outspoken voices of Puerto Rico.
Right
now, I don't know if you guys are really aware of how bad it really is down there, but there are outlying villages that don't have any clean water at all.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it's just awful. People are drinking soiled, crappy water, and they're getting sick.
Well, even from hazardous waste sites, they're getting liquid.
Oh, my God.
The company I work for has a lot of diversification. I mean, you know, these are people that have their engineering degrees. They have their master's in engineering. They have their one's a Chinese guy. He's got his, you know, a couple that have their doctorate in electrical engineering. A lot of them have their PE license, stands for professional engineering license. And a lot of those that I work with, there's many from Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And I, with all sincerity, asked them, I said, have you had a chance to speak with your family back home in Puerto Rico, you know, San Juan or whatever? She says, I haven't been able to talk with my parents, but a friend of a friend, you know, got a hold because their cell phone was working. And through them, I found out that my family's okay. They just, you know, there's no food, there's no shelter, there's no water, but they're making the best of what they can.
Well,
and there's like three or four of those that I have that I work closely with.
And on the other end of that, the lieutenant colonel or the colonel, major colonel, whatever he is, that's in charge of the court, the military that's been sent in, says the whole thing is just boo-bar. And there's no organization. And FEMA is so just scattered and non-organized.
Right. Typical Trump operation. What do you expect? A guy that declared bankruptcy four times. Is it any wonder why? The guy can't run his way out of a paper bag. He's terrible. How could he do a rescue operation?
What he did was he stripped what you do realize how many seats of government are not filled right now, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
You realize how many salaries they're putting.
He ought to be impeached on that alone.
Oh. But the only ones who really have a chance.
That's sabotage.
The only ones who have a chance of pulling anything like that in the near future is like Bannon warned him in his Article 25, and that's the cabinet to say he's gone. We got to get rid of him. We got to get rid of him. And you don't see that happening, but if the 2018 elections change the House,
we've got to.
And the Democrats do not begin impeachment proceedings, I think the roar from the crowd.
It'd be completely complicity gone wild. It'd be insane.
And that's why they also wanted to register voter rolls. Remember they sent out, as soon as he was elected, they wanted to know the voter rolls of who registered what and how they voted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some states actually complied with them.
Oh,
and then
Kovac,
two states did. I can't remember. I think it was Kansas one of them. I may be misspeaking there. But other states looked at them like, you are crazy. No way are we giving you that damn information.
Exactly.
The sanctity of your secret ballot vote is what this country was built on.
Three states, and mine was one. I will still be there. And the next time I go to vote, I will not mail it in trying to get it, you know, in early or whatever for the count, because I'm sure they flushed my vote. They purged me. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure there was a lot of that. Well, Florida's been, they were the first ones that invented purging the voter rolls. That was on front line, it really wasn't illegal the way they did it. It was shady and shysterish. But then the front line did a whole expose on it. Matter of fact, the woman who was responsible for it thought she had so many out of girls and accolades that she had like a couple $1 million wealth inherited from her father when he passed away, and she was going to run for Congress. Well, she lost miserably. She pissed away her money, and I hope
Kathleen Harris
eating cat. I think that was her name. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah, she's terrible. She's an awful person.
She was the one that invented that.
Well, you know, I really do think the idea of people voting from their home machines or their smartphones is they can do the same thing on a desktop, but it takes more to do it. It's a whole other configuration grid. But if people could vote from home, then it would really, people would vote. Even the people who think, I'm setting it out. That was what happened to us in this last election. People heard the Comey thing, and a lot of people who were going to go and vote said, this is useless. This is the one's as bad as the other, whatever their ideas were.
Yeah. Because
the majority of those who supported Sanders voted for Clinton.
Right.
And yeah. she did win the popular vote.
Absolutely.
It's just that not enough showed up in the precincts where it mattered. And
exactly. Yep.
And that's
and in certain ones of those precincts, there was hacking by Russians that screwed up the totals and stuff too.
Well, they don't know that for sure, but they do
know
that.
No, but it looks pretty apparent that that's what happened.
Well, you know, you got a whole bunch of people. I know a whole bunch of people who still say that the whole Russian collusion thing was nothing but bullshit.
they're full of bullshit.
Well, you know, I mean,
you know, Russia's been doing it all over the world, especially in Western Europe.
For the last 10 years, they've been, and almost every country, every Western country is onto them. And
right.
when they can't lock them out, like France was having a problem locking them out, but they went on the air and they told their voting public, look, see this ad? Russians have put it out here to sway your vote. Who do you want swaying your vote?
Right.
And that wasn't done here, and it should have been. And then you get, I don't know what the hell's wrong with Zuckerberg, that he didn't fess up immediately to what he knew.
He's a goofball. You know, they were getting paid for some of those Russian ads in rubles, for God's sakes. Yeah, what the hell's the matter with that company? Why the hell does... You should have come clean right away.
Okay, whoever's eating the... What do you call it? Cut it out.
What now?
Who's crushing their teeth?
I hear rapper crunching.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That would have been me. I thought I had it muted. Go ahead. I didn't know you could pick that up.
The thing is, though, Jack... Facebook is a huge platform in Russia, and a lot of companies pay
worldwide.
Them, like I pay them in American dollars for little boosted ads that I do. I can pay them $5, $8, $20, $200, and have my ads running on, you know, certain pages of Facebook. And there's Russians who do it. My gosh, there's Saudi Arabians who do it. There's Australians who do it. Everywhere Facebook is, which is everywhere except China.
Sure, they accept the local currency and all that stuff. I understand that.
Yeah.
But clearly, when they're getting one-sided bullshit that is, you know, they should have realized that, yes, this is being paid for with rubles. It's nefarious. It's not true. It's nonsense. They should have done something at that time instead of accepted the money and just gone about their merry way.
Well, there is, they've hired close to 3,500 or 3,700 new employees at Facebook who are doing nothing but monitoring political pages.
Good, they should.
Yeah, well, I've been in Facebook jail now twice in the last 2 months, guys.
So, what did you do? I've read that. What did you do to get in Facebook jail, if I may ask?
I pissed off a Trumper, and they complain on you. So the minute you get a complaint put in, they look at you. They don't do anything. But if two people complain, then they hold your feed up. But see, I do business with Facebook, so I have a rep kind of thing. And I sent an email out saying, hey, listen, what's this all about? You want to take a look at this for sure? And then they bring me back up. But I guess it was 2 months ago. They had my feed. I could come on. I could comment on other people's stuff. And I could post on my page, but my feed was not going into the main feed for other people to see unless they went to my page for like 3 days. And that cost me a little bit. You know, that cost me. But it was because I got like 7 or 8. They sent me back the stats. I got 7 or 8 complaints from people saying that I was mocking the president or something. I don't know what was bullshit, you know. They will if you will,
what has that got to do with it? That's called freedom of speech.
Right.
I have a right to say Trump is a nut. I am mocking the president.
Well, almost everybody.
You know, we still have all the facilities of the naval base of Roosevelt Roads down there. They could bring in basically a large U.S. Navy fleet with relief at the docks that are still there in Roosevelt Roads, Puerto Rico. There's still plenty of air bases and Army Reserve units and, bases there and stuff. We're not using them.
The day after Maria went through, it was 2 days after Maria went through and Hillary Clinton saw that nothing was happening with the military or the comfort, she tweeted several times to the president and to the Secretary of State, why have you not mobilized the troops? Why have you not put the comfort in? You know that the comfort sat in Norfolk at the dock for, I guess it was 8 or 9 days without any kind of supplying. And now that it's
there. A long time.
And now that it's there, this is the FUBAR that's going on. Now that it's there, there's like only 8 patients out of all these thousands that need help that have gotten onto the ship. And the doctors are like, what? Why aren't you getting these people to us? Why aren't, you know, there's no organization. And because federal employees are in charge, it keeps people like the mayors of the cities and the Congress people who have been down there and trying to get, it keeps them from saying overriding FEMA or the military. And I guess the military is just, they're doing their damnedest to try and get something done. But the FEMA people seem to be really not on the ball at all.
I think it's intentional, Gwen. This kind of incompetence has to be done intentionally.
And, you know,
they're full of Trump loyalists who are undoubtedly
doing their best to praise Trump instead of doing their damn job.
Well, that and just make everything discombobulating.
Oh, God, what a disaster.
That lickspittle governor, that Republican lickspittle governor down there that said, oh, no, we don't want to. And then there's pictures all over the world, pictures of Trump throwing out paper towels.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, like he's shooting baskets.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you have no water to drink. You don't have any food. You have no shelter. But by gosh, you'll have paper towels because the president was there handing them out, shooting them like baskets out into the crowd.
That man is
that was
so,
photo op.
So effing vile. I just can't stomach one more second of the bastard. I've had my fill of Trump for a lifetime.
he's done a number on many people's blood pressure. But you know what we have to sit back and do is
get rid of his party and get rid of him.
Gather the fact, you know, and then you get these crazy people like Bannon going around and thumping the ground for these incredible people. I mean, Roy Moore going to Senate is just an incredible, what an incredible debacle. I mean, a man like that. And do you know, at the CPAC, the convention that they just had, inside their, you know, everybody.
Oh, the values voter nonsense.
Yeah, value voting platform. In their gift bag, everybody gets a goodie bag. They had pamphlets on the horrors of homosexuality.
Good God Almighty!
This is come on, people! You've got gay Republican Congress people in Washington.
Yeah.
Did you forget?
Well, it's a sense of setting priorities, and they got theirs completely fouled up. You couldn't possibly be more screwed up than to choose battling homosexuals over attending to the needs of starving and sick populations because of Hurricane Maria. These people are wacky. They're wacko. They're crackpots.
They've cut off the poorest people in the community from the subsidies of Medicaid.
I know, that's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, well, that's right, that's right.
2 weeks, 2 weeks before that, they got rid of the CHIP program.
Yeah, that's terrible, too. God almighty.
Oh, that just, yeah, all the young mothers and young families that depend on that for their children and their
children.
That's
why these people have got to mobilize and vote Trump and his entire party out of office and get all those like-minded idiots completely out of government for good and replace them with progressive, fair-minded individuals that have a head on their shoulders.
Jack, I would be just happy with normal. Just give me a normal human being with rational thought. Whether
exactly.
they thought like me or not, I at least want them to have rational critical
thinking. Get rid of these Bannon
things.
Crackpots. They are crackpots. They're wackle.
And the woman, I forget her name, out in Arizona, who keeps saying John
Kelly
McCain.
Ward.
Yeah, oh my God.
God, she's detestable.
To say what she has said about John McCain, I don't get it. I don't get how decent people, because, you know, I don't think the majority of Republicans out there are complete, you know, nasty people at all.
No, but
she
sure as hell is.
What drives them at this point when the pudding is on the plate?
Yeah.
What drives them at this point to keep supporting the absolute lunacy that is going on in Washington and in their states? I mean,
she is a goddamned opportunist. That's all she's trying to do. She's trying to suck her way into Congress in the worst possible way.
Just trying to suck her way into the Senate. And that,
exactly.
And I know what John McCain is going through. My mother had that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
and
so,
know,
that's what got my mother,
know,
too, the exact same thing.
I know how long we've got McCain. I mean, I can pretty well gather. I think he knows and his family knows. And bless his, I mean this very sincerely, bless his heart. He is standing up and doing his very best to meet this head on with good.
Hats off to John McCain for that.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't agree with him politically, but in this case, you know, you've got to admire his decency and his drive and his determination to do what he believes is to be the right thing.
You know, Jack, when George
man.
Wallace was coming to the end of his days, he made it public and apologized to many people who he offended over the years. Who was the one that invented dirty tricks down there in South Carolina that also got brain cancer? And he was the one that labeled Dukakis with Willie Horton.
Yeah, Lee Atwater.
Lee Atwater, right? Well, Lee Atwater called up, right? Lee Atwater, when he was dying, he had to make his peace with God. He actually called up Willie Horton and apologized to him, too.
Good deal.
So
that's great.
At the end of the day, you know, having all these dirty tricks are going on and all this stuff, and everybody's standing around cheering him about what a good job they're doing and how they, you know, what the tactics they use to get that Republican in that office. At the end of the years, when they see the twilight of the years and knowing they're going to have to face those in heaven,
that's right.
They go out and make amends and apologize for all their past indiscretions against us.
Right.
That tells
me
they knew they were doing wrong when they did.
They knew it from day one, exactly.
Of course they did, but let me tell you what, Democrats can be just as nasty, cutthroat, and dirty as the Republicans. We all know this. It's no good to sit on one side of the fence and throw all the rotten tomatoes and not
realize.
It's
naive. It's naive if you expect that, right.
That's a very good point. You'll hear people talking about, neither of them are any good. There's Democrats and Republicans. They're all bought and paid for. Well, all right, let's address this. What about the companies and the corporations that are buying and pay for them? I haven't heard you say a word against them.
Yeah,
I haven't heard you say a word against
Citizens
United.
Good point,
Wayne.
We have to declare war on those companies
right?
and not buy from them.
You're
we
going after the tentacles.
Companies.
Exactly. You're not going after the tentacles.
Right.
You know, you're going after the tentacles. You need to go after the head.
Yeah,
of the beast.
It's true, and this is another good reason to bring up this platform of an emerging global culture, where so many people can converse with one another. And by gosh, we might fight about Russian collusion and this, that, and the other on our side of the street, gentlemen. But there is one thing we can all agree on is income inequality and the 1%.
Exactly. Yep.
Agreed.
And
it is going global. It's not just unique in this country. It is going global with that aspect.
Global. That's very true. Yeah, wealth disparity is really growing at an alarming rate, and it's completely ridiculous, and it's something we cannot stand for any longer.
It's been there all along. And
it's gotten way worse. It's gotten way worse.
Of many American administrations, too, in countries below us down in the southern continent.
Right? Yep.
I mean, look what's going on in Venezuela now. Do you realize they've got Russians and Chinese in there vying for buying up the rights because our American government is not on the job the way it used to be to get in there and collect all that stuff for us? I mean,
those controlling the Panama Canal right now are Chinese. When the Panama Canal went out for open bids to do maintenance and operation on the Panama Canal, the Chinese came in with a low-ball bid and put their people there doing it. What does that tell you? The Chinese army is in there.
Just not, and not only that, because then they will start to build base. But it's not only that, but and really, frankly, we're all going to have to get along sooner or later on this planet, or it's all over anyways, but...
I think it's going to be an implosion first before.
But you know, Wayne, and while the Chinese army is down there doing what they're doing, we're sitting here, we're castigating homosexuals. What the hell is wrong with our psyche? What the hell's wrong with these people?
You know, Jack, I was on when I was flying back. I was talking with
our infrastructure is in such a deplorable condition, and there wasn't much of a chance. Let's give it its due. I mean, if it hadn't been for Obama, we would have gone through, instead of the Great Recession, we would have
depression.
It would have been a double global destruction of our economy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. I was talking with a lady. I was talking with a lady as I was flying back from my visit last weekend at home. Excuse me. She was in investment banking, a small bank, but, you know, floating loans, and a lot of German companies coming here and buying, and they're the ones putting together the deals and stuff. But anyway, I got into, you know, the Chinese have been pushing science for at least the last 20 years, knowing that that is the future of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not only taking over the manufacturing, but now they're ahead now in research and development. The golden grail of the next advancement in computer processing is quantum physics computing.
Yeah.
And the best way I can kind of talk about it is 2D structures like a regular computer chip now. Think of a Rubik's Cube where now it's all going, you know, every which way in a three-dimensional aspect versus just a 2D kind of thing.
Yeah.
Trudeau was asked that by – he went and was talking with some physics majors, and they brought it up to him, thought they were being funny, and he gave the most brilliant, concise, coherent answer to the question of quantum computing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now let me go real quick here. Right now, the Chinese here, last month, maybe no more than two months ago, broadcasted a quantum computed signal from one side in China, bounced it off a satellite, and received it in another city on the other side of China. Here's the dilemma that I see from all this. If you have military code communications, 2D, regular communication, right, that can be cracked. The Russians have our regular digital computer codes and have cracked the secret code. But now make it a 3D aspect, and your exponential factor of the variables that you have is astronomical. Basically now the Chinese have a military communication, quantum signal that the United States right now could not break because we don't even have the technology. Meanwhile, as China was teaching and pushing science for the last 20 years to that new generation coming up and the coming of age, We now have Betsy DeVoe that wants to dismantle our public school system so that we can take our federal money and teach creationism instead of Darwinism.
She is so lost. It's just, it's unbelievable what a scatterbrained idiot she is.
We might as well go out and dance, you know, with a with rocks and sticks and headgear, right, for our doctors.
Right. Yeah, it's insane.
You know, we are falling to a third world status because of
what's happening is what John Kennedy feared, that we are falling behind, we're getting soft, and we're relying on ourselves. And instead of conquering the world, we're sitting back and letting everything go by us. It's insane. It's very dangerous. These are dangerous times.
Let me give you another example.
You got
China.
2 minutes.
Okay, China, as of 2 years ago, was planning on building 2,000 new coal-burning electric power plants because China's got a wealth of coal. They scrapped the whole idea. They are manufacturing solar panels cheaper. Mm-hmm. They're dumping it on the U.S. market below cost, below manufacturing cost, to stifle and kill our own solar panel, photovoltaics, electric grid stuff.
Yep.
And
Trump is pushing coal. Bush is putting antiquated coal.
But you do realize that China had to do that because the loss of life over there now from lung cancer.
It's 2,000 people a day. We're dying of lung disease caused by their pollution. Yes, they had to do that. Right. It wasn't. The bottom line is coal is not the cheapest form anymore. Wind and solar photovoltaics is the cheapest form of generating electricity.
Right.
Well, and there's kids out there that are in engineering schools that are devising ways of supplying energy to small rural communities and large urban communities that employ water. I mean, as easy as waves hitting the shore. I mean, and pulling the plastic out of our oceans. There's a lot of good things that are going on. We just are so focused on the nastiness that we are not.
We've got to make a firm commitment. Everybody has got to get in this boat, and they've got to push forward. That's the only way we can go. We can't rely on things of the past. We've got to be innovative like we've always been in our history. We've got to devise new things. We've got to rise to new challenges and meet and beat them. And otherwise, we're going to sink. We're going to be gone.
Hey, Jack?
Yeah?
You show me the deck stacked with the tee boxes, and I'll meet you there with a hatch.
Yeah. Well.
There you go. There you go. Well stated.
Well, everybody, it's been a great week. We're at the end of another show here. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm going to advise you to go to the Saturday Afternoon Post. I'm going to have a very fresh new Think About Trump post coming up next Thursday. So be on the lookout for it. Wayne, everybody go to your website too,
Times of F. Wayne Johnson. Thank you. Very good.
Yep,
Jack.
Very good.
And I'd like to remind everybody that this show, Here Be Monsters, the Sunday show, a political roundtable with a progressive, a big mouth, that would be me, and a Republican.
And we love her.
are here every Sunday at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Please go on over and listen to Progressive News Network with Rick Spezak. This show has been produced by Daughters of Isis, Inc. The fragrant memories of our ancestors. That's what I do. That's my gig, daughtersofisis.com. Check us out. And Jack, thanks so much. Wayne, thanks so much.
Thank you, Gwen.
The pleasure's ours. Absolutely.
Talk to you next
Good
week,
night,
everybody.
All.
Keep pushing forward. Good night.